Johnny Randolph.
103.5, 100.1 FM. Hey, Joe Fidelli here, and we're remembering our friend Johnny Randolph. And a lot of people have come on with us and talked about Johnny and all kinds of great stories. And today we've got wacky newsman, TV newsman, Courier Journal newsman, Byron Crawford. Hi, Byron.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on with us talking about Johnny here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. A sad day for all of us when I got the news.
Yeah, it was a shock to us around here, too, tell you. I wanted to ask you about those days back at Wacky. Now, how long were you at Wacky?
Well, I came to Wacky in October of 1966, and I actually left sometime in 69. I'm not sure when. I went from there to WCKY in Cincinnati, where I was a news guy also. Of course, I was a newsman at Wacky, and so I was usually through the window opposite Johnny and other disc jockeys. But Johnny, I think, started at Wacky, I believe, in the spring of 1967. So he and I essentially started most of our work there about the same time, because as soon as I started there, I got a notice I had to report for Army training at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and I was gone till March, and I think Johnny came aboard from WKLO to Wacky in April of 67, so we both started about the same time at the station.
Okay, now was it, Byron, was it a big news staff back then?
We had a good news staff. I don't know. I don't want to take the time to try to count them up, but we
right.
must have had five or six newsmen, regular news guys, and it was a great news team. Tom Watson, Tom Maxedon was there. Tom was a good newsman. Harry Minnick came, and we had a good. Rich Gimmel, of course, was there pretty soon after that, and he became a news director at TV stations and other places. So we had a good news team there.
So this was before Reed Yaden and all those guys.
Oh yeah, this was before. This was in the old Kentucky Home Life building.
Oh wow.
Fifth floor of the Kentucky Home Life building. When the elevator door opened on the fifth floor, the first thing you saw were these big vertical line of golden WAKY.
Wow.
And it was a small cramped place, but I tell you, Joe, it was magical.
Well,
that's about all I can say about it.
A lot of things about Wacky seem magical to me. I mean, just amazing station to listen to, especially back then. I'll tell you what.
It had some kind of mystique about it, and it still does. Obviously, as you're observing there with where you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
That the shelf life of this station's remarkable, isn't it? And of the personalities.
Yeah. It is amazing. And Johnny, I'll tell you what, that man was around for a long, long time on Wacky.
I'm telling you what I like about Johnny Randolph, among the many things I like about him, is he provided that continuity of, look here, I'm talking, he and I both started there over 50 years ago.
Right.
And he provided that continuity, that stretch from, although he wasn't there all that time, but he was there in the beginning. And then he departed and went two or three other places. But he came back, and he was working with you guys when the end came for him. And in that return, I think he brought back flashbacks to us of all the great times that we had spent listening to the station, even when we were, and I was a fan before I ever went there to be a news guy, all the great personalities, those great jingles that you still play.
Yeah.
Modified somewhat here and there, but still has that great Wacky sound to it. And Johnny Randolph just embodied, I think, that continuity of gave Wacky that continuity that it needed to bring it up to today. I never worked with Bailey, but I worked with so many of those early guys, Weird Beard, you know, you name it, Tom Dooley, Mason Dixon, and I had worked together before I even went to Wacky.
Oh,
we
wow.
broke in together. Bill Crisp, Coyote Calhoun, you know, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
Randolph was, so everything I'm seeing of Johnny Randolph now, as I look back over time, is seen through that prism of when he and I were, he was probably 25 or 24. I went to work at Wacky when I was 19, just before my 20th birthday. So he and I were just kids both at that time. He was a little older than I was. But I'm seeing everything about him now, remembering it through that prism of those early days.
We'll talk more with Byron Crawford as we remember Johnny Randolph right here on WAKY.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.
We're talking with Wacky and Courier Journal newsman Byron Crawford as we remember Johnny Randolph here on Wacky.
Here's the thing I remember about him. I remember a little ripple of excitement around the station when we found out he was coming over to Wacky from KLO. When he came in, he was just such a cool guy. You know, he was sort of the embodiment of a disc jockey back then. Okay. You know, he was tall, lanky guy. He didn't have a big booming voice, but the magic about Randolph was that he was so smooth, and he had this some magical connection with people through his voice and through his presence on the air that made them feel an instant sort of connection with him. And he was what he lacked in the big booming voice of that era. He made up for in tight production. He was so smooth. Watching him work a board was like watching an artist at work at an easel. And he made it look so effortless. Those are my memories of Randolph in the early days of starting out. And then later, he kept coming back. We kept crossing paths again, and we remained friends. You know, when I would go to the Wacky concerts and things, sometimes I'd see him. When we would ever have a little time for a conversation, sometimes Johnny would stop right in the middle of the conversation, just there'd be a slight pause, and he'd just look at you and say, "How you doing?"
Oh.
And you know, when most people ask you that, it's just a kind gesture.
Right.
But when Randolph asked you that, you got the feeling that he really wanted to know, that he was really interested in how you were doing. And that stuck with me all these years about him. I bought an old Wall and Sack reel-to-reel tape recorder at a yard sale. Years and years ago, my son, who was probably 12 at the time or 13, the middle son, Joe.
Okay. And now he's the guy, was he not at in Pittsburgh as a disc jockey?
He was a Pittsburgh disc jockey, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he went on from there to Charlotte and then to Salt Lake and then to Seattle. And then back to Salt Lake, and now he works for Goldman Sachs in Salt Lake. It's funny because he used that, he got that old tape recorder and made an audition tape with his record player upstairs, sent the audition tape off to, I don't know, maybe to Randolph at or whoever was managing the little station at Eminence, Kentucky, WKX, 500-watt daytimer.
I think it was Johnny.
Johnny was programming it anyway. Yeah. You know, maybe from afar, maybe he was traveling back and forth and programming it. But anyway, he got hired at the age of 14, so he couldn't even drive. We had to take him to work. he went on the air, and he went. I remember Johnny telling me one time, he said that he and Fran had gone in the station one day when Joe was on the air, and Johnny said he remarked to his wife, Fran, on the way home, he said, "That kid is either going to be really great or a total disaster one or the other." Well, it turned out that he was really great. Of course, every dad says that, but he did a great job and got great jobs, had great success as a disc jockey. Did it for about 30 years. Mm. That takes some energy out of you when you do it like that, especially if you're a morning man all those years.
Yeah.
But he loves Johnny, and that's just one of the many, many stories that are attached to Johnny Randolph. When my parents passed away, I hadn't seen Randolph in a good while, but when my dad died, I turned around at the funeral home, and there was Johnny Randolph. Mm. 3 or 4 years later, when my mother died, I looked up, and there was Johnny Randolph.
Yeah.
He said, "How you doing?" I expect that there are a lot of people who have those kind of memories of him at this time in particular. He was the real deal. you know, most of us aren't the kind of people, when you meet us in person, that we sound like we are on the air. But Johnny, in my mind, was one of those people.
Yes.
He was just what he sounded like. He looked like he sounded, and he was the kind of guy that came across on the air. He was that in real life. So I am very pleased to have been a friend of his and honored.
Well, Byron, I appreciate you. I really appreciate you coming on talking about Johnny, because he deserves every tribute we can give him.
Yeah, the privilege is mine, Joe, and I'm such a still a Wacky fan. One of my fondest memories of being in the news business was that short period of time that I was at Wacky, and especially at the old Kentucky Home Life building. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to make connections always with Wacky and Bill Walters and all of you who have kept Wacky so much in the forefront. And what about this number one rating you have here?
That was very pleasing to us. I can.
Oh man, it's pleasing to me too.
Yeah,
I'm just a huge fan, Joe. I listen to all of you, and I appreciate you and I love Wacky.
All right, well, Byron, thank you for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right,
thank you,
Byron.
Thank you.
Crawford, great Wacky newsman, Courier Journal newsman. Remembering Johnny Randolph here on WAKY.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.